we want to make this app for the entire family, but we don't want to put the HBO name on it, because when you think HBO, you think Game of Thrones and people having sex with dragons and the like.
And now what they're learning is there's nothing wrong with having sex with dragons.
If you know, you know. We love to interrupt, spreading the game show love every week on 5n1.net. Yes, Jason.
Well, first of all, welcome back. We are just, we literally are about 9 days away from the start, from being on the clock, the road to Santa Clara, but we have one of the biggest stories to cover, and it is worldwide, it is big, and yes, we have to cover it here. And I'm going to make it about a certain team, believe it or not. It's not just, oh my God, it's not. Believe me, it's not.
Yeah.
We're going to talk.
Let's just say that I fully expected Jason, being the biggest fan of this news, to have something to say. But we will get to that here on the BS Big Show. 5n1's football podcast of record. Jason Block, Chico Alexander, thank you for being a part of our week and allowing our week to be a part of you. We do not have a sound guy from New Jersey this week, but we will during the rest of the season. We do have a sound guy from somewhere halfway between Cedar Point and Kings Island. That is the king of the North Coast, Mr. Ian McClinn. How you doing, brother?
Well, it seems that you have your geography kind of mixed up. Somewhere halfway between Cedar Point and Kings Island is more like around Lima or so. Between Lima and Dayton.
And that's what you missed, Lima. Ugly.
Yeah, greetings from the North Coast. Good evening, everyone. And while we're trying to find our sense of direction, I think there's something really big that JT's that we should probably get to first, right?
I believe we should. Hit the music, please. Now, let us just go back a little bit, Chico, because about 2 weeks ago, on the season premiere of the New Heights podcast, Taylor Swift was on with brothers Jason and Travis Kelce to release and talk about her 12th studio album called TS12, The Life of a Showgirl, which comes out October 3rd, 10 plus 3, her favorite number, 13.
Jason has it, and Jason has it reserved.
And I have it on all the 25 billion vinyl versions. Yes, no, I'm just kidding. But news broke today that finally Travis put a ring on it. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift officially announced their engagement with a bunch of Instagram photos, and the world has gone absolutely bat guano crazy.
As we welcome our fourth, lovely and talented Miss Nikki Heyman of the NAWC. How you doing, Nikki?
I'm doing all right. I'm glad that the internet broke while I was away.
Yes, exactly. But there is a legit, now, of saying, why are we covering this? Why are we covering this? Let's go all the way back to January 2025. Where the Philadelphia Eagles put a raffle stomp on the Chiefs. I believe the score was 40-16, and it wasn't really even close.
Yep.
At the
right.
Okay. And everyone was talking about, oh, is Travis going to retire? Oh, is Travis going to retire? And during the offseason, he said he's going to come back. And he looks pretty good. You know, he's made a couple of movie cameos. He was in Happy Gilmore 2. He was in a television series for Ryan Murphy. But all joking aside, do you believe that with this, this will be Travis Kelce's last season in the NFL? How does this affect the Chiefs? Will this affect the Chiefs?
Well, now Charles, now that he can be a trophy husband, he doesn't have to work a day for the rest of his life.
Okay.
Straight facts. Straight facts.
Excuse me. You bet those lawyers have that ironclad prenup, though.
Oh, I, and it's full of lyrics.
Oh, that's Rob the Cash Cow, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Because, like I said, they could, but if he keeps working, you know, they got enough money to put, you know, put the next generation of Chiefs players through college. Oh, wait.
One Chiefs player who's going to be traded to the Steelers, and one multi-billion-dollar actress / singer who's going to post an inappropriate TikTok.
Yeah, pretty much. No, but all joking aside, Nikki, do you think this is his last year?
How old is he? Do you know?
25, I think.
I believe so. Live research.
Yes, give me my live research. Lenny WC for you folks.
He will be 36 in October.
Yeah.
That's old in tight end years. That's young in.
Granted, I think he. Well, frankly, he could probably get a year or two in. He doesn't have to. Because if he's getting a SAG card, he don't have to play another down if he doesn't want to.
That's right. He's also a game show host too.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that on Thursday, by the way. Spoiler alert.
But
yeah, that's what I mean. He's got enough other revenue streams. Why should he bust up his body anymore? He does a year, maybe two.
Okay, Chico, what do you think?
I think he's got one more good year in him, especially if he plays like he did back in January. But here's the thing. I think Travis Kelce has the sky is the limit here. The ceiling is the roof with Travis Kelce here. He is only as limited as his imagination and his ability to act upon his imagination. Take, for example, New Heights. Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? That one time you recorded a Christmas single with Jason. He can do whatever he wants at this point.
And yeah.
You can't jive him.
No.
What do you think? Do you think this affects the Chiefs? Chiefs in any way? Hmm. Will this be a distraction, do you think?
It might be a distraction, but they...
I mean, look at her!
It's just one person on a 53-man roster, and who knows what will happen. They always try to find a way to get back into focus at the right time.
And of course, Nikki, we could always go the Goodell work this routine. You know? And Dell's going to say, okay, look, you got to give us at least one or two more years to keep the ratings up and keep the keep the women in there, and then you can go have your babies, have a family, and all that stuff. By the way, you think Goodell's got an invite?
No.
Ha!
And to be frankly, Taylor Swift's been a distraction. I mean, it's an easy distraction for 53 testosterone-flowing gentlemen you know, look at her. Everybody stops.
Right, exactly.
I'm looking at her.
We're not doing that kind of a show.
Oh, sorry.
No, we're not. But I believe that this is going to take at least the first week's NFL news huge right here.
Oh yeah.
I mean, this
easily.
And by the way, the timing couldn't have been perfecter. More perfect, excuse me, perfecter. Jeez.
Perfecter. It's a word now.
It is a word now.
It's Jason Block said it. It counts now.
It does count. But Nikki, we also have you here because the rosters have been set. 53-man rosters have been set because the cuts had to be this afternoon.
Yep. Four o'clock was the deadline. We've got I've got our teams punched up, and of course all known.
I have Detroit. Okay.
Like for example,
they waived Amon Hassanian, who was the edge back, and they also released Dan Skipper.
Yeah,
okay.
Who was on the offensive line? They waived Amon Hassanian, Miles Adams, Tristan Colon, Tom Kennedy, Tani Muti, Anthony Pittman, Dan Skipper, Malik Taylor, Mitchell Agudé, Luke Baracco, Ronnie Bell, Gunnar Britton, and suspended is Ezekiel Turner, and physically unable to perform, the PUP list, Miles Frazer, Aleem McNeil, Malcolm Rodriguez, and Josh Pascal. Have you been following them in the preseason, Nikki?
Not really. I keep missing their games between regional bullshit and lack of access to Red Zone. I do have, you know, I have NFL Network, but I don't seem to have Red Zone, which I thought was weird.
Charter might have Red Zone, depend on your
I can tell package. You right now, I can tell you right now, Spectrum does have Red Zone in my area, so.
Okay, I have an a la carte plan, so I have to look into it.
Okay.
Mm.
I mean,
and as always, as a season ticket member, I have NFL Plus at a discounted rate, which includes Red Zone.
Oh yeah, Ian's on that YouTube TV.
By the way, $500 this year for Sunday ticket or no? How much?
How much for Sunday? Yeah. How much for Sunday ticket this year?
I don't think I'm going to have Sunday ticket this year.
Oh, I thought you said that you have.
As part of your NFL Plus subscription.
Oh.
How much was your NFL Plus subscription?
I don't quite remember. It's the high one. I think it was 60%. I think it was 60%, 40% off.
Okay. Well, over on the New York Giants side, they cut Tommy DeVito. Okay, and believe it or not, I think the Giants have a quarterback problem in the best way possible.
Oh, really?
They got too many of them.
Yes. Okay. I think the stud of the preseason is a guy by the name of Jackson Dart.
Oh yes.
Watch. He's gonna start. I think if Russell Wilson and or Jameis Winston don't go, he's good.
I've got to punch up the depth chart for the Giants here.
Okay, he threw 372 yards and 3 touchdowns with no interceptions.
Okay, according to ESPN, Russell Wilson is QB1. Jackson Dart is QB2.
Good. That makes sense.
Which is to be expected.
All right, there's that. Okay. Right.
Meanwhile, going over to my neck of the woods in Charlotte, it seems like Adam Thielen is staying put for now because there were some rumblings that they were working on a trade to send him back to Minnesota, but he ended up making the 53-man cut. The players who did not make the 53-man cut, the players of note, that would be Raheem Blackshear, who was in an injury settlement, Hunter Renfro, a vested veteran, Shai Tuttle, another vested veteran, and that leaves, I believe that just leaves Bryce Young at quarterback with Andy Dalton at QB2.
Oh, okay. 7 wide receivers and 4 tight ends? That's a lot.
It is indeed a lot, and I'm thinking to myself, self, maybe they're thinking more about the pass, but here's the thing about Bryce Young. He is still working with the same O-line that needs Jesus. Their O-line needs Jesus. But I'm looking at the running backs, Chuba Hubbard, Rico Dowdle, and Trevor Etienne. I've seen flashes of brilliance from all 3 over the past month or so. So, and of course, we have the highest paid defensive player in J.C. Horn, who is now questionable to go for week 1.
Because of course he is.
Because of,
now,
yeah.
If we go to the New Orleans Saints, that dumpster fire, okay?
I'm going to say it right now. NFL South, or NFC South is basically Tampa Bay versus all y'all.
It ain't saying much.
Well, it is Tampa Bay. Oh, sorry.
Oh, Tampa Bay.
But I started watching. I know, but I came in to loving football when they still hadn't won a game.
Oh, in 76, the 0-16 season, that one?
Yeah, because did they not win a game until, like, their second season?
Yeah.
I'll look.
Yep, that's correct. You're right. Meanwhile, in the depth chart, our chief high muckety muck Carl says they're going to go with Spencer Rattler week 1. Officially, they do not have a starting quarterback, but rumblings are suggesting Spencer Rattler.
Oh, I don't think the Saints win 4 games this year.
No. No, they don't.
Depends. What's Rattler's O-line look like, and does he actually have somebody to throw and hand off to?
That's the thing.
Got Alvin Kamara.
Basically.
Well, then, yeah. If they win 5 games, I'll be impressed.
Yeah, if they win 5 games, I will be absolutely impressed. But now to segue over to Ian, and I want to talk about Cleveland so bad right now. Okay, so let's start with the quarterback. They're going with Joe Flacco. And then for QB2, it's Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah.
Because, again, Shedeur Sanders is in QB3 because, let's face it, he had a really good game against a really bad team.
Because
you absolutely have to, Deshaun Epstein.
Or, as I call him, Deshaun Weinstein.
Although I hope, you know, I hope Cleveland has a decent season, but I was offended in the fact that I was looking for a Detroit game, and I pull up the Cleveland game pops on, and the first thing I see is a botched PAT.
Oh, man. And by the way, the Browns recently traded Kenny Pickett to the Raiders for a 5th-round pick in 2026.
So they're basically.
That's actually That's actually not a bad move.
Oh yeah, that's a really good move.
Well, first of all, who's the number one quarterback in the Raiders right now?
Las Vegas Raiders.
Flacco, right?
Yeah. No, it's Geno.
Geno Smith.
Geno Smith.
Flacco's
Geno
Brown.
Smith? Wow. Okay.
Geno Smith is the number one. And he's going to be throwing to either Jacoby Myers, the law firm, or Amari Cooper. With Max Crosby, who is getting all sorts of buzz.
Where's Davante Adams? Is he anywhere?
Davante Adams, looking.
IR.
He is not in Vegas, that's for sure.
Yeah, but it's well, again, Cleveland Browns have a big problem because they can't get rid of that contract.
Yeah, Davante Adams is with the Rams.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
They completely screwed up. They screwed the pooch, as you might say.
Get it? I see what you did there.
Yes, indeed. They screwed the pooch when they signed Weinstein to that overbloated contract, and he got hurt, and Flacco came in and he provided answers, and then you know what they did. They let Flacco go and they went back to and JoJo! We were like,
have you learned nothing?
Thank you, Abby. We were like, have you learned nothing? And you know what, and you know how last year went. Things completely collapsed right from the get-go.
The less said about JoJo, the better. Sorry. Anyway.
But how many games did the Browns... I mean, how many games in the season was before what's-his-face Sean Weinstein blew out both his legs? What? How many games was that into the season?
Yeah. Don't know, don't care, don't want to know.
Okay, let's talk about something happier. JJ McCarthy is your starting quarterback, Ian.
Paul Allen will be calling JJ to JJ. Paul Allen calls JJ to JJ, indeed, and the backup is Carson Wentz. I think he played on a Super Bowl winning team in Philadelphia.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And put it to you this way. Sam Darnold went to, I forget where.
He went.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Yeah, the
12. Yes,
he,
yes.
Seattle.
He went to Seattle, okay?
The journeyman quarterback is journeymanning.
Yeah.
But what I also like about this, and Nikki, I know this is not up your alley here. First of all, Carson Wentz is a very serviceable veteran quarterback, and he will help JJ McCarthy grow. To me, they are the most dangerous. The NFC North is going to be a fun division to watch next year. Because you've got Caleb Williams with the Detroit offensive coordinator. You've got Jordan Love and the Packers, the Lions, and the up-and-coming Vikings. Do I think the Vikings are going to win 13, 14 games next year? Maybe. Don't think so, though.
Detroit's going to get in their way.
Yes, they are. And Chicago is just going to get raffle stomped the whole season.
Well,
say it with me, folks.
Tyreek showboated last year, and it caused the Harold Maryland to take place, and it all spiraled from there.
Yeah. That's right. Meanwhile,
I was going to say, meanwhile, Seth Rollins is trashing televisions every Sunday.
Well, he may or may not, depending on what's going on. But we did talk about some of the seasons. But I do think we need to get a little Shane-o action going here.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
There it is.
Here comes the money. Money, money, money.
Money, 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 money.
The big one, the really big money went to Terry McLaurin. He got 33 years, 32 mil on average, on the average value, to be the number one target for Jaden McDaniel. Okay. Mm-hmm. As we said, Kenneth Pickett went to Vegas. Minshew Magic is going to back up KC. Trey Hendrickson's got $30 million. But did you notice that there's one person not there?
Who would that be, Jason?
Who that?
Micah Parsons.
Oh, yeah. He's still on the holdout. And, oh, gosh. Are they any closer to a deal with him? Because right now, time is running out for the Cowboys.
You've said that every year, but move on.
There you go.
Pardon me while I show my absolute negative sympathy for the Cowboys.
Ditto.
Right. I mean, he's the number one guy, okay?
Yeah, and Dak Prescott is making the rounds saying, I'm confident that Micah Parsons is going to suit up in the season opener. Meanwhile, Dak Prescott in private's like, holy shit, is Micah going to suit up? Oh my God.
Well, yeah. And according to Yahoo Sports, he said, you don't miss all of training camp then sign up to play 60 snaps against Lane Johnson a week later. If you invest $42 million, is he worth $42 million in the same way Dak Prescott is? No.
No.
No. Well, shit. I'm worth $42 million then. Send me some. Granted, you're going to have about 2 months. I'm going to have 2 months of IR, but I can get in there.
Yeah, man. You think you're worth $42 million? First of all, what are you smoking? And second of all, why ain't you sharing? Rude.
Okay. However,
Micah Parsons
is one of the top five players in the NFL as a defensive player. He is.
That's great, but he ain't anywhere near a field.
Sorry?
How close is he to the field, though?
At the moment? Oh, no. Okay. Right now at the moment? He ain't near there yet.
Now, that's what I'm saying.
Does he have a contract now? That's the question. I don't think he does.
He is on the 53 for Dallas, but he does not have a contract as of yet.
Well, hold on a sec. Okay.
I hear more live research.
Yes, it is. Because and our good friends at SpotTrack, okay? I'm looking here. In 2025, okay, there is a club option for $24 million this year. Okay? Fifth-year option, which they could exercise if they want to, which I believe they have. Okay? He could be an unrestricted free agent next year. But he wants more. He wants the... Because again, here let's the higher average value. Let's see AAV NFL contract highest AAV. Here we go. Okay. So here this is from our again SP Patrick Mahomes. Okay.
Yeah.
The average salary. Here we go. Okay. So. Ha ha ha. Okay, so the highest. Because TJ Watt now is the highest paid upon average non offensive player because anyone else is a quarterback. You have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 players. who are quarterbacks that make more money than this guy, and that's TJ Watt, okay? Because he just signed on for Pittsburgh for 3 years at $123 million. So that's an adjusted average value of $41 million a year, okay? Look, Micah Parsons wants more by average. Is he worth it, though?
No.
That's the question.
And his stock
I don't
is
think
getting
so.
Lower and lower with each passing day. Right now, the Cowboys are in a game of fish or cut bait. They put him on the roster, but the roster is the roster until it's not the roster. They could easily trade for him.
However, here is why he is going to get paid. You see, In 4 years with the Cowboys, he's averaged 13 sacks a year. It's a lot.
Yeah.
He's got 84 assists and 256 combined tackles. He is the man. He is the defensive end. Okay? He is 6'3", 245. This kid is one of the best in the league. But again, does Dallas pay him? Does Dementia Boy pay him? Okay? No,
that's about the size of it right there.
It is pretty much the size of it. It's just real. It's just so. Going back to what we talked about, what did we learn this preseason?
Well, I've learned that if you play a decent quarterback against a really bad team, you're gonna have a good time. That doesn't necessarily mean you get to start. See Shedeur Sanders.
I've learned that the announcers have finally acknowledged this is the first year I've heard, or maybe I just wasn't listening, saying that preseason doesn't count.
No, it does not.
But this is the first time I've actually heard game announcers saying it.
I agree with you, but I'm sorry if I'm interrupting. It doesn't even count. It counts less now than it did when we were growing up.
Right. It's just, I was fascinated at the fact that the commentators said this out loud on the broadcast. Because we all say that.
Like the fact that they...
You know, all of us keyboard warriors say that. But the fact that I heard it on live national television kind of blew my mind.
That's wild.
And I forget which game it was. It was one of the Detroit games, actually. One of the two Detroit games I got to see for preseason. The game doesn't count. And, you know, I knew they didn't count, but I've never expected to hear that on broadcast TV.
Well, you know, sometimes...
Go ahead.
I'm just thinking to myself, sometimes you just got to put things in their proper perspective. And I think for once in, at least, the time that I've been paying attention, they're putting it in proper perspective.
And I appreciate that a lot.
Oh, yeah, because as long as, and Chico, you know I've said this as long as we have been doing this show, the first 4 weeks of the NFL season are the real preseason games.
Yes.
Okay. I've said this. That the real NFL season does not start into week 5. Okay? Now, Nikki, I have something that I just found out on, and it's an NAWC crossover, believe it or not.
Talk to me.
On the first, well, not on September 8th, but on the first three Mondays of September, 15th, 22nd, and 29th, Raw on Netflix will start at 7 p.m. Eastern Time at 8 o'clock. Gee, I wonder why.
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
You know what? Okay, they are what they're doing, and for those who, you know, who don't know, they're trying to compete with Monday Night Football, which I believe starts at 7 o'clock usually, right?
Yeah. I believe week one is a doubleheader, but I will double check.
I'm going to look right now myself.
Week okay? one is not a doubleheader. Week one it's is just not one a game.
It's just one game, okay.
But that's at 8:15, okay? So week two, which is the one they're doing, week two is there's a doubleheader, one at 7, one at 10. Good, smart. So they're knocking that one, right? So they're competing against that one.
Right.
On the 22nd, it's going to be 8:15. And on the 29th, there's another 7:15 and 8:15. So they're competing against, well, they are competing against Monday Night Football. They will never say it, but that's what they're doing.
Okay. No, and they always have. It's, you know.
But in a way, but here's the interesting thing. In a way, they don't need to.
No, they could air anytime they want, but WWE.
People can watch anytime they want.
Right. But to be honest, you know, it depends. I guess for me, if you know, I have to choose between Raw and Monday Night Football, it's seriously going to depend on who's playing.
Well, do you want to know?
Yeah, give me some names. Give me some names.
Okay, I'll tell you right now. Hold on. Week one, Monday Night Football week one, is going to be Vikings and Bears.
Yeah.
From Soldier Field, which I've driven past, and that's pretty awesome.
Same.
Week two, week two is the doubleheader. Bucks, Texans. And Chargers Raiders.
So
that's a good play. Chargers Raiders when the East Coast has gone to bed.
Right.
That's fine. I finish Raw and then I can sit and watch football.
Okay. Monday, week three, you're going to be on Monday Night Football. Lions Ravens.
There you go.
Okay. Week four is Jets Dolphins and Bengals Broncos. The Chiefs and the Jaguars on October 6th. Bills Falcons October 13th with a doubleheader of Bears Commanders. Seth will get out early for that one, or at least fake an injury for the week.
Depends on where Raw's going to be, because he might even just take that week off. If they're close enough to Chicago, he'll go to the game.
No, it's in Washington.
Oh,
okay. But if it's close enough to DC, he might go anyway.
Right. Monday, the 20th of October, is a doubleheader. Buccaneers and Lions. You'll be watching that.
Yes.
Texas Seahawks. Then you've got Commanders Chiefs, which that's a Super Bowl preview right there, potentially. Cardinals Cowboys, November 3rd. November 10th, Eagles Packers. Cowboys Raiders. Panthers 49ers. Giants and Patriots, December 1st. December 8th, Eagles Chargers. Dolphins, Steelers, 49ers, Colts, and Rams, Falcons. So there's a few Monday night games that could be interesting, depending on that. But that all depends on the power rankings, you see.
Yep.
And
all right, Rangers, it's time to power up.
Two, one, power! Okay, for this week only. For this week only, we are not breaking out the Mario or the Beastie Boys because these are going to be the standard for which we base the 2025 season. And I'll start at the bottom if you want to take the top, Jay.
I'll do that. Go ahead. At 32, we've got...
At 32, we've got... I'm sorry, Ian. The Cleveland Browns.
Well, normally I would play Fun Times in Cleveland, but I got something else.
Straight
Rainbow facts. And Spy could serve a justice better than Mike Polk can this time.
Straight facts. Room 31 is speaking of wash.
You're done. You're washed. It's over.
It's the New Orleans Saints. and the misery continues at 30, although I imagine it's not going to be for long, with the Giants.
Yep.
I got nothing for that. Anyway, in at 29, not to be outdone by the Giants, is the Jets. And in at 28, which I think is way too high right now, but then again, why should my opinion matter? The Carolina Panthers. We'll see if they actually, you know, play worth a damn.
Do something.
Like, poker with the stick. Maybe it'll do something. All right. In at 27 is the Indianapolis Colts. 26, the Tennessee Titans. 25, the Miami Delfinos. 24, the Las Vegas Raiders. 23, the other big cats of 1994, the Jacksonville Jaguars. In at
95.
In the New England Patriots, in at 22. The Falcons at 21. In at number 20, the Dallas Cowboys.
Way too high.
Way too high. Especially with that Micah Parsons fracas. 19 is the Seattle Seahawks. And at 18 is the Arizona Cardinals. And at 17, I just drove past their turf, the Chicago Bears. Jay?
At 16 are the Steelers. 15 are the 49ers. 14 are the Texans. 13 are the Chargers. 12 are the Bengals. 11 are the Broncos? Really?
Bo Nix is not that good. He's not.
He's good. He ain't that good.
He's good. He's okay. He may be good, but the one thing he is not is consistent.
Right. Vikings are at 10. Rams are at 9. By the way, no horn. Vikings are at 10. Thank you. 9 are the Rams. 8 are the Packers. Seven are the Buccaneers. 6 are the Commanders. And the top 5 looks something like this.
Like this?
Go, Lions, go! Go, Lions, go!
Lions at 5, Bills at 4, Chiefs at 3, Ravens at 2, and of course your reigning defending champion, Eagles at Eagles.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Yes.
Okay. Congratulations, you can spell. Oh, sorry.
Well, that's how they spell victory. Much like those commercials that said, how do you spell relief? R-O-L-A-I-D-S. That's
right. If I were ranking the teams right now, Eagles would be 1. That is true. Chiefs would be 2. That's also true because they are the 2 people in the Super Bowl. Number 3 would be the Bills. Number 4 would be the Ravens.
The Lions. I'll shut up.
I got to side with Nikki on this one.
You do?
I do. I think the Lions.
I think the Lions are better than the Ravens.
I think the Lions are better than the Ravens. They're not better than
the Ravens. I might be slightly biased.
And you know what? Then I put the Commanders at 5.
I like that.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. Because I really, truly believe the Commanders, as Dad's favorite saying, as long as they're healthy, they're good. Commanders are really good, and I think they've got a very, very good shot of winning the whole thing this year.
Yeah,
but that's
Commanders are the sexy pick right now. They're the sexy pick.
They are the sexy pick this year. However.
Nah.
I know. We need theme. So what happens is that we've had week zero of the college football season. And by the way, congratulations to another NAWC crossover member, Pat McAfee, who is now going into the West Virginia University Hall of Fame.
Good for him.
Good for him. Seriously.
Yes, I know. But we had a, Ian, we had this. That's right. We had a stopper as Iowa State upset Kansas State in Dublin in the Aer Lingus Classic.
Yep, 24-21 the final.
Well, somebody had to be stoppered, and that was the first of the season. There will be at least 135 and no more than 136.
Yep.
I will say this, though, because we need to preview week one in college right now. Okay. Well, they said week one, right. So, the big game this week is, this is a championship preview game, 1-3, Texas versus Ohio State.
Which reminds me, that means I should not go anywhere on Saturday.
No, no way.
For safety reasons.
Yes. Seriously. Yep, stay home.
Yep. That's 12 o'clock on Fox with Gus Johnson and Joel Klatt on the call.
Number two, Penn State will be playing Nevada in Happy Valley. Tennessee, Brian Henniger's team, at ranked at number 24, will be at home versus Syracuse. Georgia, Cody Rhodes' team. By the way, Georgia versus Georgia Tech. That, you remember that scene?
Bro.
Nikki? Scene when they were doing the college stadium? The one that Paul Heyman directed?
Oh, yeah.
Nikki, I'm sorry. Alabama is going to play Florida State on Saturday.
Our college football team is in a rebuilding phase, which is corporate for they suck right now.
Oregon is going to play Montana State. Oklahoma's playing Illinois State. Florida's playing Long Island University. Really? Yeah.
Who?
They got to get their beat up sometime.
Yeah, K-State's playing North Dakota. Here's a game our good friend Chief High Muckety Muck is going to watch. Clemson versus LSU in Clemson, 7:30 Saturday night. Michigan is playing New Mexico. Let's see. Texas Tech is playing Arkansas Pine Bluff. Ole Miss, Georgia State. SMU playing East Texas. South Carolina is playing Virginia Tech on Sunday, and Notre Dame is playing Miami.
And then
in Miami.
There's the big one. And then there's the big finale. All eyes in Chapel Hill are going to be on Bill Belichick and the North Carolina Tar Heels as they host TCU on ESPN with Reese Davis and Kirk.
When?
8 o'clock.
On?
ESPN. With
I don't know what day.
Monday, September 1st.
Ah, okay.
With Reese Davis and Kirk Herbstreit making the call because, of course.
So Bill Belichick is coaching your team right now.
Don't remind me.
Really?
Has
it been a bit of a distraction?
Next question.
Okay.
Bill Belichick was not the distraction. And I'll just leave it at that.
Not really. But we end our podcast with a little bit of a tease because when are we going to do our prediction show?
I figure we're going to do it
Tuesday?
Right before, that's next Tuesday, right before the whole fracas begins again. Because this Sunday, we're actually doing the draft. That is the Williams League draft. 12 teams, one goal, immortal glory.
And who is going to defend that? Oh, Stephen Ford, right?
Yes. Say it again! Yeah!
The Alka agents will be defending their title. Bench a bunch of teams. We are drafting Sunday. That is the BS Draft Special. But before then, Nikki, on Friday, we are going to be on after SmackDown. We are going to preview Clash in Paris. We're going to review the pay-per-views that happened over the weekend, and we had some good action on both counts, mind you.
Yes, Heatwave was solid. I was very satisfied.
Heatwave was excellent, and of course, Forbidden Door did not disappoint for the AEW fans. But Will Ospreay got written out. He is going to be gone for a long time.
Yeah,
he is going to be gone for a while. We are also heading towards WrestlePalooza, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about that and all the other wrestling news as we head toward. We are heading towards so many different good stuff as we end another banner wrestling year, Nikki. Can you believe we're almost done again?
Tell me about it.
It's insane. Ian, what do you have? Your Pigskin posts, etc.?
Tuesdays and Thursdays, I post them on my Facebook page and share them with the BS group. I have the usual stuff. I have the NFL. I have the Big Board. I have Skull and the Dog Pound. I have Northern Exposure. The usual segments that go with it. And I also have the fantasy segment where I go over the players to watch and top players of the week. I'll be doing that once again. And since my team is going to be called since I'm going back to the Dimmesdale Dodo's name, since this is a fairly odd numbered year.
Very good.
Well, thank you. This is a fairly odd number year. The segment covering my team is called Dodo Droppings, and I'll also be going around the Williams League and provide sleepers and all that stuff. And then college, of course, I go college. I also have the go around the Buckeye State and the reigning defending national champions are not the only Ohio-based FBS program. There are seven others who are not quite as well known, and of course I'll also have the stopper watch, and before I go any further, I also have the power pole. Before I go any further,
I'm going to stop you right there. I think for the benefit of our sanity, we shall not go over the current power pole.
Or at least go over
the number one in your current power pole.
You know how it goes. Air Force number one, Akron two, Alabama three, so on down the line. But there are a couple new additions. Delaware enters at number 26, and Missouri State enters at number 68. So anyone who was 26 or below last year goes down one, and anyone who was like 66 or below, or is it 67 or below, goes down two. Which means that Wyoming is number 136. So not much there. But there is a new segment since the management complained that there hasn't been enough college coverage in my pigskin posts. I need to expand my college coverage. I got you covered there. I have a new segment called Major Matchups, which features the matchups involving Power Four programs, and they'll also be incorporated into the Stopper Watch with, as well as the Power Pole later in the season. I already had that, but Major Matchups will keep me on top of the Power Four all season long. And And, of course, you also have Ohio High School football this week in Lorain County and the rest of the West. I will have that. The week one of the high school football season was this past weekend, and week two is going to be coming up relatively soon. And let's see, trying to think of what else. That's pretty much it. I'll be back next time with, hard to believe it's been, by the way, it's been 10 years now since I won the, BS Bowl. It's been 10 years since I won the championship, and I won that championship. My starting quarterback was Blake Bortles.
Oh.
Who this guy be?
Who that guy be, indeed. And I'll be back this Sunday with my draft strategies. I'm going to have the Panera sandwiches, the Faygo Red Pop. I'm going to have the Mitchell Sundae. And, of course, I'll also have the
Burst Point.
Yeah. Who the burst pick is, I don't know. And how much time is on the burst clock, I don't know either. We'll find out. We'll find out whether it goes off or not Sunday night.
He doesn't know, people. Well, he doesn't know.
Right. And Chico, you and I will be doing WLTI tomorrow night.
No, it's on Thursday night.
Thursday night, right. Vince, but I had a conversation with Mr. Pepper this afternoon, and he said that Vince actually made the right call. Okay? Because it was not the right time for her to go yet. That would be Rachel.
We're looking at, all I can say is Vince made the right move, and you did not agree with it.
I didn't agree with it. I still don't agree with it, actually. I don't. But I just don't think he had the, I think he has his testicles in a lockbox, if you really want to call with that. But we'll see. Oh, and by the way, you were correct, Chico. Mama Duke got Mel B's buzzer. Call.
Chico. Hey. When Chico Alexander says it, you can take it to the bank.
Oh, and by the way, the people who have gotten buzzers, Alan Siminoff, Austin Dynamics, and Alex Singer. And the one who got the pimp slot was Bay Virgolino. Of course.
Because of course he did.
Yes, exactly.
Come on, that kid rocked.
He did.
You like that kid.
I liked him. I mean, he can't sing very well, but his guitar game is solid.
All right. She's right. Okay. She is right. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, supposedly Kelly Osbourne got really pissed at Becky Lynch, by the way.
Damn.
Dare I ask why?
Because of the promo on Monday in Birmingham, England.
Oh, that's right. Yes. You know what, kiddo? Ozzy would have been laughing his ass off and would have said, "Why do you think I taught so much?"
Nice.
She made it's you know,
use your words.
Oh, you want your match, fine. You can have your match, but I'm not gonna wrestle in Birmingham. The only good thing that came out of here died a month ago. But in fairness to Ozzy Osbourne, he had the good sense to move to L.A., a proper city, because if I lived in Birmingham, I'd die too. Wow!
Bro!
Okay.
Oh!
I thought it was brilliant, and again, Ozzy would have said, "Well, why do you think I toured so much?"
Right. And then Kelly posted on her Instagram story, "You are a disrespectful dirtbag. Shame on the WWE for allowing such things to be said about my father and his home." Okay, she may have been in on the work a little bit, too. You never know.
You can't tell anymore, and I like that.
Exactly.
That's the beauty of it.
Speaking of England, In two weeks in February, Ozzy's Eyes on Your tour will be in England. Anyway.
Interesting.
For their new album. Gee, I wonder if the WWE is in England at that time. You know what
Maybe.
I'm saying?
Maybe.
It is possible.
But Chico, it was a thing. What's going on over there?
Brand new episode dropped this morning. It is Maury Episode Titles Volume 2. The question, how many ways can Maury's staff describe DNA test episodes? The answer, a lot. That, of course, with alongside Joe Schmo's show, The Full Bounty, a brand new Squared Circle Time Machine where Greg and Dane talk about WWF Sunday Night Slam from August 1994. And, yeah, that's all I did was a thing on TV.com. Anyway, that is just about to do it for this edition of the BS. Big thanks to Nikki Heyman for hanging out. Door's always open.
Appreciate it.
Okay. For Jason, for Ian, I'm Chico. Next show is Sunday's BS Draft Special. Get your Faygo Pop. Get your Krispy Kremes and Izzy Soda. Get whatever Jason eats. I shudder to think of whatever Jason eats.
I've actually gotten a new flavor of Gatorade, which I actually like, which is called Lime Cucumber.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that stuff's awesome.
I have the zero version, so okay. It's pretty good. It's not as bad, actually, as the not as good as the Arizona Cucumber Green Tea, which is really excellent. It's really good.
Too. I'll try that.
That is delicious.
But, are you still sticking with the Mountain Dew, by the way?
Who, me?
It's you. Any new flavors?
No, I've got the usual run right now, the standard Diet Dew, Baja Zero, Code Red Zero, and I was able to find the summer Star Spangled Bomb Pop stuff in Zero, and I'm hoarding it because I know I will never see it again.
I think I saw that at a 7-Eleven today.
I caught it at Kroger when they were bringing it in, so I bought them out because I knew I wasn't going to see it again. I've seen flavors that I know Zero was made for it, but I'll never see those again, like Purple Thunder.
Oh, boy.
I thought the other summer, there's like two or three other summer flavors that had Zeros that I can't find. So, but it's fine. I can also, if it all else fails, I can make Dew flavors here at the house with a SodaStream kit.
Nice.
Yeah, I haven't bought, but yeah, exactly.
If you get one, Jay, get the art.
I have one. No, I bad. Have the art. I won the art. It's very good. It's the beautiful black and silver one. It's excellent.
Yes, that doesn't need batteries or AC or anything.
Oh, it just needs the cartridge, which I have.
It runs on pure unadulterated funk.
Well, it's got an old fashioned soda jerkin handle.
Yeah,
and take that as any way you wish.
I
take that any way you wish.
It has a nice soda jerk on the handle. Yeah, it also has a thing that makes the soda. But
Jason, you've been called out.
Not the first time, won't be the last. This is what family
and
does.
Yeah, so we'll see you Sunday. Can't wait. And hopefully I will get a game in this year.
Yep. I'm just going to poke Jason until he shows up in the Discord where we record this. But until then, our time is up. We thank you for yours. Enjoy the football. Woo!
Football.